You have your Bible this morning, Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. I want to begin reading this morning for sake of time and at verse 12. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12. The Bible says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart." Now watch where it all starts. Sin always starts in the heart. Amen. Sin isn't a head thing. Sin is a heart thing. Amen. It says, "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof?" Now listen to what the devil's able to do if we'll let him. "That openeth not the houses of the prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house." Amen. I want to preach just this morning for just a little while. And you pray real hard because the devil ain't going to like it. Amen. But he never does. But that's all right. But I want to preach on this thought for just a little while, if God will be my help, on dumber than the devil. Amen. Dumber than the devil. Amen. We're living in a world, amen, it's a whole lot like that. Just dumber than the devil. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that we serve a God that's real. We see this story of Lucifer. Amen. He was created being. He was the anointed cherubim before God. Amen. He was there to lift up. But the Bible says, "How art thou fallen?" He said, "What caused you to fall? What caused you to begin to be on a decline downward, a spiral downward?" I want to say there's a whole lot in the world today that's a spiraling downward. They're falling, falling and falling every day with no thought or no hope of coming out of it. I pray God, in order to stop a spiral fall, you've got to come up to a place of stability. You got to come to a place where you can stop, regather your thoughts, reignite your heart with a spark from above, so that we can proceed in the direction that God has for every one of us today. Amen. I want to say in the authority of God, you're not here by accident this morning. Listen to me. Every one of us is here because this is where God ordained us to be this morning for His glory. Amen. We're here today because this is where God put us. So we see these fallen angels. We see him and he fell. And he fell because of pride. You know, pride has sent more people to hell than any other thing that we could think of. Pride is a sinful thing. Pride. Hey, some things we should be proud of. Hey, man, if you're a child of God, you've been born again, you ought to be proud of that. If you live in a family that loves the Lord and try to do right and goes to church, tries to be an example, you ought to be proud of that. Amen. But we got to be careful, praise God, that pride don't send us to hell. You say, "Well, preacher, how in the world could pride send you to hell?" If you got too much pride to realize that you're an old sinner in need of a Savior, bow your head before God or look up to God and say, "Lord God, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved." Amen. Amen. Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, let me just say this here. Everybody look at me just a second. Everybody in this room has committed sin. Yes. Amen. Everybody in here are old sinners. Amen. If you've been saved, you're just a sinner saved by grace. Amen. Amen. Praise God, we all need the same help from the same God. Amen. And He's here to give it to us. Give it to me, give it to you. Brother Kevin, give it to you. Praise God, He's there to give us help if we'll accept it today. But the devil come through here and he'll say, "Why don't you just be quiet?" I want to say this. Why don't the devil just be quiet? Why don't he just shut up and go on to hell where he belongs? Amen. That's what I'd tell him this morning. That's what you are telling. Say, "Listen, devil, why don't you just shut up? Leave me alone, praise God. I'm going to talk to Jesus. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to make a move today, praise God, to get closer to Him than I've ever been, because He is my Heavenly Father. He is the God of glory. He is my ever-present help in times like this. He is my advocate and my intercessor. And praise God, He can come on my part between me and you, praise God. And I just pray in Jesus' name, glory God, that you just be gone." Amen. When we ask anything in Jesus' name, Amen. He said that we can ask in His name. So if we ask without His name, it won't matter. Amen. But He said, if you ask anything in My name. He said, before time, He told them in the New Testament, He said, before time, you didn't. He said, but now you can. He said, because I've been found well pleasing to the Father. Amen. And said, when the Father sees me, praise God, and I bring my petitions, your petitions, our petitions, before the Father, praise God, He sees those and He answers things. Amen. He moves upon our hearts. But we see Satan as he began to, Lucifer began to rise up. And he said in his heart, in thine heart, in his heart. Amen. That's where wickedness starts. He said, I will ascend into heaven. But you know what? You know the reason Lucifer began to talk in this way? Now listen to me this morning. Pay attention up here. The reason he done that, praise God, because he saw the magnificence of God. He saw the goodness of God. He saw the love of God. He saw the steadfastness of God. He saw the glory of God. He saw all the essence of God. Every essence, every fiber he's been, Lucifer saw it, and in his heart he said, boy, I'd like to be like him. Amen. But you know, God give us opportunity to be that. Opportunity, praise God, to come up and be just like Jesus. Amen. You want to know how? Come back tonight and I'll show you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, hey, I want to be like God. And he got up, caught up in pride. And he said, I'm going to just be God. You know what he said? He said, I'm just going to take His place. He said, preacher, I can't believe anybody would be stupid enough to do that. Well, I want to tell you, there's a whole lot of people in this world, maybe some sitting in this room, that's dumber than the devil. Amen. Because you're sitting here this morning, you rose up thinking we're somebody, praise God, and we don't need God or godliness no more. Amen. We can do it by ourselves. Then you're dumber than the devil. Amen. Praise God. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need God, praise God, because we need His truth. Because the Bible said the truth will make us free. Amen. What it does, it takes the hands of the devil off of us. Amen. It moves him home down the road, praise God. It tells him some ways, praise God, that we just won't deal with no more. We've put it in the hands of our Father, praise God. And He's beginning to do those things for us that we couldn't do within ourselves. That's why when Jesus come before Pilate, amen, and they were looking at Him, they were evaluating Him, they were looking that they might find fault in Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, praise God, that Jesus came to be truth, came to bear truth, came to be a witness. In John chapter 18, 37, he said, come to bear witness unto the truth. Amen. So what Jesus did, He came to bear witness of the truth. Amen. And the Bible said the truth will make you free. Praise God. When God Almighty begins to move in our heart and we begin to accept what He's got for us, He begins to set us free. Amen. He begins to take us to a place where we need to be for His glory. Now we know that the devil has a place, doesn't he? Amen. He has a place. He has a destination. Hello? That place is called hell. Amen. No matter how the devil may deceive, tear, make up what he is, the Bible says he's the prince and power of this present world in which we live. But we're not to worship the devil. Now, there's a whole lot of places, there's a whole lot of these cults that's drawing our kids in, say, you know what? Let's just get out here and live for the devil, amen? And when we get to hell, we'll get on the fringes of hell and we'll just have us a great big party. Let me just inform you something. You young people, listen to me just a second. You won't have no friends in hell. There'll be no party in hell. All there'll be was anguish and screaming and gnashing of teeth in hell. Amen? That's the only thing that you'll find in hell. A torment, praise God, it's beyond imagination in hell. Amen, praise God. That's what the devil's got to look for. Jesus said that in the Word of God. Amen, He said He had a place for him when He was talking to, when Jesus was talking about the separation of the goats and the sheep. He said, listen, there's a place that's separated. There's a place where these old wicked ones are going. They place prepared for the devils and his demons. Matthew 25 and 41. And He said, that's where the devil and his crowds are going. Amen. You know, preacher, we don't like to hear you mention hell. Hell's a real place. Hell's where a real, but yeah, mentioned more time in the New Testament than heaven is. It's a real place where real people go. Amen? And it's my job to tell you not to go there. Not to look there, not to be tempted with. Pray God to stay away from it because it's the home of the devil. Amen? You say, well, preacher, who is the devil? That one, it's always give you a fit. Everything at once always caused you hardship and anguish. That's the devil. He'll never do nothing good for you. He'll always take you in the wrong direction. He'll take you places you oughtn't to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. Amen? So who is the devil? I just want to look at this morning for just a minute. Because this will help our heart when we realize who the devil is. I mean, we can't defend against him if we don't know him. Now, when this is all said and done, we'll shout the glory. Amen? But we need to know who the devil is. It's more Lucifer, this old son, the one that was bound up in pride, one sin in his heart. I will become as God. I will ascend I'll rise above the clouds. Amen? Praise God. But God Almighty said he was the only one that was sitting on that throne. Amen? Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? But the devil and the demons of hell, praise God, they're there this morning. They're roaring like a roaring lion. He's looking for whom he can devour, and he does good in what he does. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven this morning. Praise God, that's far greater than the devil. Amen. But the devil rises up, and he's that wicked spirit. Amen. Listen, let me just say this. I had a person try to tell me the other day that the demons of this world are wicked people. Are wicked people that died and just come back and just wicked still. I want to say the devil and demons is not people that's died, amen, wicked people, and come back. That's not the way it works. I mean, you say, well, preacher, don't you believe? I don't believe that one second. The Bible says that the devil fell and his angels. Amen. Over Revelation, chapter number 12. The Bible says this, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. Satan, Lucifer, the devil. And behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. He said that was power, signs of a symbol and authority that he took for himself. They didn't belong to him, but he took them upon himself because he was the devil. Amen. And his tail drew, now watch this, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and it's cast them to the earth. What was that? That's the demons. That was those angels that deserted with Satan, those that rose up with Satan, those that followed Satan. Amen. They were cast down, cast out of heaven, praise God, because they rebelled, because Satan rebelled against God. And God said, I've had enough of that foolishness. And he cast them out. Amen. You know what that means? Listen to me. Means that God don't like the devil either. Amen. God don't like the devil either. Praise God. But we see what transpired here. And so we see the devil, amen. And now he's three things that the devil is that he represents. Number one, this morning, he represents unclean spirits. Amen. Unclean spirits. If you look at Matthew chapter number 10 in verse number 1, the Bible says when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, now he's calling the children of God, those followers of Christ. In Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1. He gave them power against what? Unclean spirits. To cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. So we see the Lord, he was giving the disciples, his father, power over these unclean spirits. Now what are these unclean spirits? Those are those spirits that encourage people into moral filth. You hear what I said? He's unclean spirits, those spirits that encourage people into moral filth. Now we look around today, and I know, hey, praise God, we ought to be shouting if you ain't in it. Amen? If you ain't in it, praise God, you ought to be shouting your shoes off. Glory be to God, God kept me out of that. Somebody might be here and say, preacher, I've never drunk, I've never cussed, I've never done this, never done that. Praise God, you ought to just jump up and take your lap on purpose. Amen, just to flaunt it in the eyes of the devil. Give God glory, amen? Because I didn't ever get caught up in that stuff. But the devil's using it because he's bringing moral filth. Unclean spirit of the devil and the demons of hell is bringing an unclean spirit on the world today. Everywhere you look, I mean, you don't have to look, huh? You don't have to look and hunt for it. You'll see it right off if you look around at all. We see that unclean spirit, moral filth, amen, it's everywhere today. We see it on television. Every time you change the station, there it is. It's right in front of your eyes. They're pushing on us. They're pushing on kids. It's down at the schoolhouse now. They're talking about stuff in kindergarten, first grade that we didn't know about. Amen. We shouldn't have known about it at all until we were having families starting their own home, praise God. Amen. And they're trying to teach it to our kindergartners. Why? Because they want to be accepting of all the wickedness, all the moral filth that the unclean spirit of this world has. And he's pricing out in a liberal fashion. Praise God, they're trying to put it on our children, trying to put it on their families, trying to put it in their home. But praise God, we need to flee from it. Amen. We're seeing one of the biggest things of pornography now that there ever was. Pornography ever. What is that? That's just moral filth. Amen. It's just moral filth. It's everywhere that you look. You can't get away from it. Amen. It'll come knocking on the door when you don't want and ain't expecting it. Praise God. You got to flee from it. The Bible says flee fornication. Flee from those things, praise God. Those sexual offenses, because they're coming. Sexual perversion today. Listen to me, young. It's everywhere today. Everywhere you look is sexual perversion. And that comes from unclean spirit. Amen. Moral filth in our lives. You say, well, preacher, how are we supposed to know how it's supposed to be? Well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, I just thought of this, it's here. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, how it ought to be. Chapter number 7, rather, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, the Bible says, now concerning the things wherewith you wrote unto me. Now somebody wrote to Paul and asked him about it. Amen. Somebody, the devil was bringing in some kind of sexual immorality, and God Almighty touched them, and God touched a man of God, and he said, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Amen? Do you hear what I said, youngins? Amen. God bless your sweetheart. He said, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Amen? He said, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. He didn't say somebody else's either, by the way. And said, let every woman have her own husband. Amen? That's pretty clear, ain't it? You get married, have a husband, have a wife. And it didn't say to fellas, you got married and had you a boyfriend, a husband. That's out straight out of the pit of hell. Amen? Praise God. God never designed it that way, never intended to be that way. And praise God. He said, let a man render unto his wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto her husband. Amen. He said, what is he talking about? He said, you be considerate to your wife. And he said, you be considerate to your husband. He said, you love each other. Praise God, you come together in a considerate way with love in your heart, love for God, love for each other. And God will put it together. And no man can put it asunder. Amen. God, let me just stop right here. God instituted marriage. Hello? Amen. Amen. Did God not institute marriage? Genesis chapter number 2. Well, number 1, the Bible says that he breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. Chapter number 2 and verse number 7. And the Lord formed man in the dust of the ground, breathed his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen. But the Bible goes on and says that it wasn't good for man to be by himself. So he made him a helpmeet. Hello? You young people, look up here, man, you pay attention. Amen. I'm telling you what God says for your life. Amen. We need to be preparing because the world's spinning in a whole different direction. Let me tell you what the world's doing. The world's telling you lies. They want you to believe a lie and be damned. Amen. But God says you believe the truth, and I'm telling you, he said, I'll make you free, praise God. He said, glory to God, somebody shout. He said, I'll reach down, pull you up way above the garbage and filth of this world. I'll plant your feet upon a foundation that's sure and steadfast. Amen. Amen, glory to God. You can count, you take her to the bank. Amen. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 21, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Amen. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up flesh and stood thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Amen. I pray, let me just say this right here. Hey, listen, young people, don't you run out and try to find you a maid. You get in a good, godly, Bible-fearing church. You love God supremely. You seek God for your love with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And pray, God, you... You follow Him and you pray, and God will send you somebody to be with you. You go try to pick it yourself, you'll get a wild weed. Amen. You better let God help find it for you. And He'll help you, get connected upright. And Adam said, verse 23, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to who? Unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Amen? Amen. There's no shame in it, praise God, when we do it right. Do it for God's glory. But he said, we're living in a world of sexual perversions everywhere, and the devil said, all right, just go ahead and do what feels good. And I will tell you, your flesh will take you places you oughtn't to go. Amen. It'll take you in places. Listen, we're sinned all around us today. Amen. Now, I don't know why I'm going, somebody needs this morning. We're seeing the whole world. Bible said that we're not supposed to be effeminate. Amen? In other words, men's supposed to act like men. You look at me, boys. You're supposed to act like men. Ladies are supposed to act like ladies. You say, Pastor Jeff, what does that mean? It means, praise God. Listen, you boys, go out and get you a pair of brogans. You know what brogans are? You youngins don't even know what brogans are. It's those shoes that you get down there at Kmart, praise God, and lace up to your ankles. Amen. You put them on your feet, you lace them up good and tight, and you go out in this world, praise God, and you dig and grub and you be a man. Amen. You don't put on no lacy drawers and that dress up and act like a woman, praise God. You put on clothes like a man. You put you on some jeans and a work shirt, praise God, and some good grubbing boots and shoes and gloves, and you get out there and you be a man. Amen. Praise God. And you little old girls, listen to me. You don't go out find you some sissy boy. You go out find you a man, praise God. Somebody ain't afraid to get out and get their hands dirty. Ain't afraid to be up, stand up and be a man. Ain't afraid to stand up and say, you know what? I'm the man, praise God. I'll take care of you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Boy, devil ain't like it is. Amen. It's time that young men grew up to be young. Mama, quit cuddling them. Amen. Quit coddling these little old boys. Amen. Tell them, go out there with daddy. Go out there and get their hand dirty. Go out there and learn to work. Learn to be a man. Amen. Listen, you boys, don't hang around with girls all the time. Amen. Don't hang around with the girls, praise God. Get you some men to pal around with. Point them to Jesus, praise God. Show them a godly man. Amen. Oh, Lord, amen. Lord's a-helping. Amen. Hey, I'm plowing somewhere because somebody's getting touched. Amen. Hey, this is family. God, He said, those kind of people never make it to heaven because they're deceived of the devil. God said in the beginning, He created a male and female, created them. He said, created them, had to work, but sweat their brow to get out, put their shoes on, their boots on, lace them up, praise God, and get out there and be men. Amen. Fellas, listen, you need to be men. Amen. Praise God. Papa, you got to get them out there, praise God. Show them how to be a man. Get them out there under the hood of that car. Amen. Praise God. Rolling around on the ground underneath it, Charlie. I pray God, get your hands dirty, praise God, because that's what men do. Amen. What's going to happen one day? Little old prissy thing gets out there and it's getting... And he gets him a wife and his car breaks down. Now you listen to me. And she calls, he said, honey, I'm out here on the side road and I got a flat. You know what these little prissy fellas have to do? Then I say, well, honey, you'll just have to call AAA. Leave her sitting on the side of the road waiting on somebody else to come take care of her. That's not the way God designed it to be. He designed you to be a man. And when your wife calls you, your mama calls you, your granny calls you and say, hey, Jake, can you come help me? Praise God, we ought to jump in our boots, grab our gloves, and head that way. Amen. Amen. Praise God, because we're men. Amen. Hey, don't you be ashamed of being a man. That's the way God created you. He didn't create you to be a girl. He didn't create you to act like a woman. He created you to be a man. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise Amen. God. It's the way He created. Now, you girls, He ain't going to leave you out. You young ladies, you look at me a minute. God created you to be young ladies. Amen. That means you act like a lady. He said you dress like a lady. You don't try to be the man. Amen. God never intended you. That's why He calls you the weaker vessel. You know why He done that, Trinity? He called them weaker vessels because those are the ones, you ladies, are the ones, praise God, are built compact, close to the ground, glory to God. Because when we get the things the men can't carry, praise God, you'll reach and grab one in each arm, glory to God, and off you'll go. Amen. Praise God. Don't you be ashamed of being a lady. Don't you be ashamed of being a young woman. Praise God. You be that woman. You be that young lady. And you be the best young lady, best young woman you can be. For the glory of God. Amen. Hey, poor devil ain't liking this, but I'm having fun. Amen. Just stand up and be what you are. What God created you to be. Amen. God didn't create you to be somebody else. God created you as a man or a woman, praise God, to be that man and that woman and be a fit a specimen of society. Amen. Amen. You know what happens when we try to change that? We're trying to change who God is. Amen. Who are we to change what God says? Amen. Amen. That unclean spirit, it's everywhere in this world. They listen to me. We better watch for it. It's infiltrating everywhere. That moral filth is coming in. It's trying to supersede the Word of God. But I want to say, praise God, on authority of His Word, it won't be superseded. Amen. Said the infirmity, praise God. We can't give in to the lust of the flesh. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I just don't feel like I fit in. Well, praise God, we'll get to where you fit. Amen. Pray and seek God's face. Love Him supremely, glory to God. And He'll put you on the right path, amen, to be that young person, that young man, that young woman, that young adult, that couple, praise God, that God has desired for you. Let me say this morning, God don't make mistakes. Amen. Had a fellow told me the other day, trying to witness to him, telling him his so-called lifestyle was going to send him to hell. He said, well, God made me this way. I said, God never done no such thing. It's the lust of your flesh that caused you to be that way. Amen. It's the lust of your flesh that makes you want to go that way. Amen. God never designed it to be that way. It's caused the lust. Amen. Evil desires. Amen. Come in your heart. I'm trying to say something here, but I'm trying to wait on the Lord to give me the right words. Amen. God has a plan for your life. God created you male and female. And God put you on this word, this earth with a desire for you. A Godward desire. Amen. The devil desires evil things for you and me. Amen. But we're not listening to the devil. We can't listen to him because we know it. He's an unclean spirit full of moral filth. So we don't listen to him. So we listen to God, that God places us where He wants us to be for His glory as that person He created us to be. You realize God created you from your mother's womb the way He wanted you to be? Amen. Amen. Had 9 months to develop there before He brought you into this world? Amen. Devil ain't liking that either. He'd like to be able to even infiltrate the womb if he could. And he's trying to, because he's that unclean spirit, the spirit of the devil. Amen. The lust of the flesh, the evil desires of this world. But we can't let them consume us. That's what's drawing us into this other thing. Hey, you know, that's why little old boys is trying to act like mamas and grannies and mama because they can. Amen. And they're doing it because of the lust of this flesh. Amen. God created us, boys, listen to me. God created you in the beginning that you would like girls. Amen. Hello? Amen. And God created you little old girls in the beginning that you would like boys. Amen. And pray, hey, just because you, hey, listen, you can't take that and go in another direction with it. Girls ought to be girls, boys ought to be boys. And praise God, it's okay for a boy to like a girl. It's okay for a girl to like a boy. In the Lord, praise God, that's all right. It's natural. What's happening in this world because of unclean spirit is an unnatural affection. Amen. It's not real. Amen. It's a lust. Amen. It's a lust. Praise God. You young boys, listen to me. Amen. You're supposed to like girls, but you're not supposed to look like girls. You're not supposed to act like girls. You're not supposed to dress like girls. Amen. You're not supposed to talk like girls. Amen. Amen. And you girls is not supposed to act like boys. You're not to talk like boys. You're not to walk like boys. Amen. God give you a place and a gate. Praise God. And you're supposed to walk your own way according to His purpose. Amen. Amen. I don't know why I'm saying all this. Somebody needed it. God's here to help us this morning, youngins, if we'll let Him. But we can't be dumber than the devil and get caught up in pride and say, I'm bigger and better than God. Amen. We're not bigger and we're not better than God. God had a plan and a purpose for every one of us, and we just got to find our place. Let me say, this altar's open. Somebody needs to get cleaned up. Maybe kick that old unclean spirit out. Amen. This morning, say, devil, get away from me. Amen. Not only are the unclean spirits, Matthew chapter number 12, verse 45, the Bible says that these wicked spirits, unclean spirits, moral filth, but He said there's a wicked spirit. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 45. And the Bible says this. Well, let's just go back to verse 43 because it kind of ties them both in here. He said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man and he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none, then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Amen. Unclean spirit leaves out. Amen. He finds, he said, somebody's confessed, somebody's made a little profession, somebody's tried to clean up the house. But the Bible says, then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. The Bible says these unclean spirits, and he said, then there's just plain slap out wicked spirits. Amen. There's a wickedness in this land. I've said it many times from the pulpit, and I'll say it as long as I've got breath. We used to live in a sinful world, but praise God, we've forsaken the sinful world, and we've took upon ourselves the wickedness of the world. Wickedness is everywhere around. You say, preacher, why do you call it wickedness? Because wickedness, amen, is something that you're not ashamed of. Sin we used to be ashamed of. Amen. You'd see an old wino with his wine bottle, and praise God, he'd sneak out behind the corner. Amen. Get him a little drink. Amen. Amen. You've seen it, praise God, if you've lived a day in your life. And we've seen old sinners, praise God, hiding their sin, trying to hide their sin from God, trying to hide their sin from the people, trying to hide their sin from the church, from the pastor, praise God. But I want to tell you, we're living in a day and hour now that there's no sinfulness. It's just pure wickedness. Now they'll take their old liquor, their dope, whatever it is, right out in public. Take it! I'm not afraid of you. Now, you ought to be afraid of me, but you ought to be afraid of God. Amen. Woe be to people that don't fear the God, fear the wrath of God. Amen. But he said, do you know these depths of wickedness? Amen. Person tried to tell me the other day, said, preacher, sin, that's all it is. Praise God, these different depths of wickedness. Bible said this wickedness is unclean spirit. He came back and he brought with him those spirits, wicked spirits, that was more wicked than he was. Amen. I'm afraid we're seeing it. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the depth of the depth of wickedness today. We're seeing it. It's blatant. It's before our face. You don't believe me? Listen to me. Go down there on the corner to the abortion center. Hello? Go down there to the abortion center. Go in there and watch that doctor, amen, who has no respect for God. And those little old girls come in there, and he goes in there and he terminates, he kills that baby. Amen. They're doing it. Now I'm talking about the very epitome of wickedness. The little old baby's being born, amen. And when it's coming out of the womb, and he takes a pair of scissors, sticks it into the back of its spine, into his brain, opens him up, and severs its life. Amen. He said, well, preacher, that can't really happen. It happens every day. It's the epitome of wickedness where we're living. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad God brought us out of that. And I'm glad God's a deliverer from the wickedness of this world. Now they're saying they won't, but they're passing laws. Talking about in Virginia, the governor said, well, if that baby's born, and they lay it out on that little table and they take care of the mama, and then she looks over and decides she don't want to keep that little baby, that they can go over there and murder that little baby. It's real. It's happening. Amen. It's the advancement of wickedness. It's coming in upon us. Who can stop it? Me and you and I. Amen. When we accept the Lord and the Lord's way and the Lord's plan, praise God, He makes the difference. But the depths of wickedness is coming into this world. And not only the depths of wickedness, but He said there are all unclean spirits and wicked spirits, but He says there are also evil spirits. Amen. Have you ever got around some people and just felt a coldness, like a chill go across you? They're just so wicked and vile. You try to witness, you try to lift the Lord and go to pray, and it's just like an influence in the room. It's just so cold and dark. Anybody ever felt that but me? Amen. It's evil. Evil is real. You say, preacher, what is it? Evil is just evil. Evil is meanness. Amen. It's just being mean from the inside out with no goodness at all. Not looking to be good, not looking to be kind. Amen. Throwing kindness out the door, getting rid of it. A viciousness of soul, a viciousness of spirit. Amen. You know what? That's humanity without God. Amen. It's humanity without God. Amen. It only gets worse. Jesus Christ Himself in Matthew 13:19, He called Satan, Lucifer, He called him the wicked one. Amen. The devil is wicked in every aspect. We need to know that because he brings depravity to life. He takes us to places that's ugly. Amen. But we don't want to go there. We don't want to be dumber than the devil, praise God. We want to be enlightened with the wisdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody help me. Amen. Praise God. Lord wants to help us. You see in Matthew chapter 8, and I'm trying to hurry, the depravity of this world, depravity of devil. In Matthew chapter 8, remember those demonics that was up there in the tombs? And the Bible says that they was there. In Matthew chapter number 8, verse 28, and said they was in the country of the Gennesaret, and there met him two possessed of devils coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man passed by that way. They were so mean and wicked and vile that nobody wanted to be around them. You know people like that? Amen. I hope ain't none of us here that way. And so behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Amen. You notice something takes place here. The devils, the demons of hell, they're deprived. Depravity. They're so wicked, so exceedingly fierce, so vile and disgusting that nobody wants to be around them. I know people like that. Amen. They just want to stay away from them. They're just wicked and vile. They'll curse, and they'll curse your God, and they'll curse everybody around them. They'll curse the people they work with, and they despitefully use everybody around them. Amen. But the devils, you know, the devils, the Bible says even here the devils, they know God, and they tremble, and they fear Him. Amen. The Bible says in James chapter 2, in verse 19, James chapter 2, verse 19, the Bible says, thou believest there is one God. He said, thou doest well. But now watch this. He said, the devils also believe and tremble. He said, the devils believe. The devils have faith, but it's less than saving faith. Amen. They know who God is. A whole lot of the world today know who God is, but they don't trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. You know what that makes them? Dumb as the devil. Amen. They're dumb as the devil because they don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Amen. Amen. We got to believe on Him as our Lord and Savior. We're dumber than the devil. Amen. The devils believe God and tremble, but that don't make them saved. Amen. We believe God. We've got a head knowledge, but is He in your heart? Do you believe on Him, trust in Him, rely on Him, adhere to Him, listen to Him, follow Him? Your Lord of your life, praise God. Amen. Jesus Christ, the devils, the demons of hell believe that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. Amen? They believe that. Amen? Look over at Luke chapter number 8. Luke chapter number 8. Let me just give you two more things right here quickly and we'll go to the house. Luke chapter number 8. Story of the Gadarenes. Verse 26, verse 27. And then he said that this man, verse 27, when he had went forth to the land, they met out of him of the city a certain man which had devils a long time and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. He was in the tomb naked, cutting herself, amen, chained, bound up. Praise God. That's the place of depravity that wicked devil will take you. Amen. That's the way the world's wanting to go, seem to be. But God. Amen. But the devil, praise God, he knows that there's a Lord. And when he saw, he's talking about this devil, these devils. And when they saw Jesus, they cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, most high?" The devils of heaven, praise God, they recognized him as God. They recognized him. They believed that he was the Son of God. There's a whole world around us today that's dumber than the devil. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This morning, listen to me. If you're here this morning, you don't believe Jesus Christ, Son of God, then you're dumber than the devil. Amen. Because he believes. He believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. He believed that there's a future judgment. Amen. And when he saw Jesus cried, and then he said, "Most high, beseech thee, torment me not." Verse 30, he goes on down here and he said, Jesus answered saying, he said, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought, now watch this, and they besought him that he would be not command them to go out into the deep. Hey, even the demons of hell realized that there was a judgment day coming. There's a judgment day someday, and it's coming. It's coming this whole world. We're going to have to give account of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all that's going to matter. But praise God, if we don't believe that there's a judgment day coming, if we don't believe that there's a day of reckoning coming before the Lord, then you're dumber than the devil. Amen? Need to believe this morning that Jesus Christ is the Lord God of heaven, that there's a judgment coming. A judgment. It's better to be on His side, though, because then we'll just be judged for what we did for Him. And not be judged for our sins that we've committed against Him. Amen. Not all this, but lastly, this. The demons of hell, praise God, they always believed, amen, they had respect. When Jesus was in their presence, they always feared Him. Amen. The demons always feared when Jesus was in their presence. Amen. Listen to me this morning, and I'm done. If you're here this morning, the presence of God's so real here, it's unreal. Amen. I've preached you just exactly what God give me to preach to you for your benefit, for your help. Amen. And if you don't fear in the presence of God here today, then I've only got one word. You're dumber than the devil. The demons of hell fear in the presence of God. Amen. They're feared. They're afraid. Amen. You die right now lost without God, you'll spend eternity in hell just that quick. That quick. You'll go from here to hell. Amen. You'll be there till the great white throne judge. He'll bring you out of there and he'll say, "I give you an opportunity." He'll take a book of life or names of people that have been saved and he'll show you that your name wasn't there. There'll be a place. Listen to me, youngs. There'll be a place for your name. There is a place for your name in the Lamb's book of life. He'll show you that. And he said, "Your name's not here." He said, "You denied and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ." And I know what you'll say. You'll say, Well, God, I've done my best to be such a good person. I've done such good deeds. I've done such good works. I've done such mighty things." And he'll take another book. And he'll open it up and he said, "Yeah, you've done a good deed here, but you had three sins right here. And one of those sins is enough to send you to hell." He said, "But my son come died for that sin. My son come died for this sin. My son come to help you to do better with this good work that you done. But you denied and you rejected him. You denied and rejected. You didn't recognize, you didn't realize him." God looked at you and said, "Son, daughter, you're dumber than the devil. The devil recognizes my power. The devil trembles in the presence of God." Amen. Listen this morning, don't be dumber than the devil. Amen. Be smart enough to stand up this morning and say, "Lord God, I need you as my Lord and my shepherd. I need you as my stay. Lord, I've been going the wrong way. I've been not seeking a good direction. But God, I want you to point me the way and let me come this morning and find my way to a holy and righteous God. Listen, God created, made everything, you and me and us together, praise God, for His glory. And what we need to do is come together, amen, so that we can give Him glory and praise. Amen. The rest of the day, that our last days for Him could be our best days for Him. Amen.